Welcome to episode 87 of the Montana Values Podcast. In this show, we'll talk all about the great parting of the Red Sea in Montana and how it's exposing the rats and the alligators in our midst. And it's all brought to you by the hypocrites of the Montana GOP state and local leadership. Let's get right into it with our host, Tammy Fisher.
As we predicted not long ago, there is a radical rebellion going on within the Montana Republican Party. I suppose you could say that when Mickey and I resigned from the Flathead Republican Central Committee and started this podcast, that too was a radical rebellion. And we all know that a quiet rebellion of the Montana GOP has occurred as normal business-oriented Montana Republicans have declined to participate in both Central Committees and Pachyderm meetings. Meetings that are now filled with wackadoo authoritarians. But now the radical rebellion is bubbling up. The radicals in the Montana GOP are going rogue, and as we predicted, it's due to a fundamental lack of leadership within the Montana GOP and its embrace of criminal candidates, charlatans like Jordan Hall, and wackadoo authoritarians that want to tell every Montanan what to think, how to behave, and who they can vote for. And that, folks, is just horseshit. So as karma would have it, the abject failures of the Montana GOP to adhere to Republican principles is causing their demise. And the wackadoos within will not be contained, much less controlled. And they are causing fractures within the party, which of course means no common goal, no collective effort, and creates vulnerability in candidates seeking election and re-election, especially if those candidates rely at all upon the central committees to unite behind them and help them get elected. And really, the schism, this fracture, started happening a while ago. In Great Falls and Ravalli County and Missoula, the central committees went totally wacky, and Great Falls was so bad security had to be utilized at the meetings. The meetings are no longer hoorah Republicans. They are bitter and divisive, with the loudest nutter taking up all the oxygen in the room. In Missoula, Brad Sheeta made so many baseless claims about the Missoula Elections Office and the 2020 election. The normals in the Central Committee paid for a recount that was watched and verified by the normals as being legitimate and substantiated the 2020 election results. But that wasn't enough for Brad Sheeta to shut his pie hole. Nope. He was hellbent on removing lifelong Republicans from their positions in Central Committee and didn't stop on his mission until all of the normals resigned. And who helped Brad Sheeta with this mission? None other than Don Kaye, who did not at any time support the Central Committee leadership that was steeped in years of experience and success in electing Republicans to office. Nope. He just stood back and authorized the great purge of the Missoula Republican Central Committee. And as predicted, what followed was the rising up of authoritarians who now run that committee and who use quotes from Stalin to recruit election judges.
No kidding.
Yeah, you know. The Joseph Stalin, the Soviet Union dictator who ruled for over 20 years, the guy that executed 93 of 139 Central Committee members and imprisoned over 3 million citizens for just, you know, opposing him, and killed 750,000 of those imprisoned. So apparently, the nutters that took over the Missoula Central Committee have turned the committee into more of a Hitler Youth rally by their embrace of Stalinism. Now, they use a quote from Stalin in an apparent effort to recruit election judges to, quote, make sure every vote counts, while overlooking the fact that Stalin and every dictator since Stalin has actively rigged the elections in Russia, which is the genesis of the Stalin quote they used. Here's the quote, quote, those who vote decide nothing. Those who count the vote do. So in their call for election judges, they were literally asking for people willing to rig the vote versus ensure election integrity. What morons. Now, you know that these wackadoos aren't just nuts, but they're dumb, really dumb. And can you imagine the type of folks they are recruiting to assist them in their zeal to take over the local Republican Party? Oh, yeah, I'm sure you can. And while you're thinking about that, folks, let's take this short break for a 30-second commercial.
Need a haircut in a jiffy? Check out the Cut and Go at the Syndicate Hair and Beauty Parlor in Evergreen. This haircut is perfect for the on-the-go person that doesn't have time for a full-service cut. Our expert stylists will give you a fresh haircut without the hassle of lengthy wait times. Ditch the long lines and drop in or call us 406-212-7991 or find us on the web at thesyndicatehair.com.
Flathead County is not immune from the great purge of real Republicans from the Central Committee. In fact, when Mickey and I resigned, it was because we would not follow the edict from John Fuller that we follow lockstep with Fuller's choice of candidates versus our own choice of Republican candidates in the primary. Fuller wanted all of us to throw our weight and support behind criminal candidates, and that was not something that Mickey and I were willing to do. One, because no one tells a Montanan what to do. Two, because the edict defied the Republican principle of liberty, a word John Fuller apparently has no understanding of. You see, if Fuller had ever bothered to open the rules of the Republican Party, he would have found literally in the preamble.
Quote, the Republican Party is the party of the open door. Ours is the party of liberty, the party of equality, of opportunity for all, and favoritism for none, end quote.
Fuller, as a former educated, and God bless the children who tried to learn from him, should have known of this principle. And our guess is he did. But he wanted to control the members of the Central Committee despite all of the Republican rules against such control. So when he decided, as the authoritarian dictator, to issue his edict, we objected vehemently and walked out. Because, you know, we are Republican, and we actually expect a committee named the Flathead County Republican Central Committee to adhere to the rules of the Republican Party platform. You see, this is what the Montana GOP has become, a party of authoritarians that want to dictate our every move, want to interfere with all of the freedoms we hold dear, intent on controlling us with a vice grip and punishing any deviation. I mean, why do you think it's just a handful of us that are standing up to the Montana GOP and exposing them for this embrace of authoritarianism? Because not everyone can stand the bullying and baseless criticism the authoritarians unleash when met with facts, evidence, and the truth about how they shun the Republican platform in favor of a desire to control the populace. So most just walk away or yield to the bullies, just like in grade school. And the desire for control continues and keeps getting worse, to the point that central committees are walking away from the state Republican Party and the Republican Party bosses, including Steve Daines. As the senior most elected official, Daines is the de facto state party boss. But the central committees started bucking Daines several years ago over the Flathead Water Compact with the tribes. Daines, after the Montana legislature voted to approve the water compact, then voted to approve it at the federal level. And that's entirely reasonable, since the state legislature and its will is supposed to represent the will of the state, and Daines as a senator is supposed to represent Montana's views in the United States Senate. That's the normal order of things, but not for the wackadoos that have taken over the Republican Central Committees. Nope. They wanted Daines to not follow the will of the state legislature and instead follow their will, despite the fact that if they had their way, all of us with water rights would go bankrupt fighting for seniority over the tribes in water court. But hey, those minor details don't mean anything to the wackadoos. So Daines gets hit by those who are supposed to follow his lead when they buck him over the water compact. And Daines' next sin, according to the wackadoos? Choosing Tim Sheehy over Matt Rosendale as Montana's Republican adversary against John Tester in the second Senate seat. We talked about Rosendale's crazy ride through Montana politics in our last podcast, but we didn't get into the Daines debacle with choosing Sheehy over Rosendale. We talked about how Daines' choice of candidates not only wrangled legislators, but also wrangled central committees. And the Flathead County Republican Central Committee chair, Al Olszewski, not only wrote a public letter decrying Daines for eliminating the opportunity for voters to have a choice in the primary, but he also did a Facebook recording about his feelings.
Hi, Montana. It's Dr. Al. You know, party politics is just like our current weather here in Northwest Montana. It is really messy. You know, just now, 2 weeks ago, we watched our current U.S. Senator from Bozeman and the other party rulers use their party boss power to interfere in our current U.S. Senate primary elections. And you know, those same party bosses now want the Montana GOP to unify and get behind their pet candidates. Well, here's my beef. Look, I'm all for unity, especially if it's unity behind a common purpose, a common principle, and a common person. That unity is based on earned mutual respect and trust. Growing up in Montana, I've watched teams, I've watched families and towns travel to the Montana State basketball tournaments to cheer on their champions from the divisional tournaments. And you know, that kind of unity is based on earned respect, not on demands. It's freely given. It's never coerced. In fact, in the state of Montana and our constitutional republic, the power to determine our elected representatives belongs to we the people, not to party bosses. So, if our GOP party bosses wants the rest of the Montana Republicans to get in line and unify for the general election, then first of all, stay out of our primary election process. Quit interfering. And number two, please stop picking winners and losers before our primary election process is finished. Look, here's my call to action. Respectfully decline and oppose our party bosses and our rulers who are continuing to shove down our throats their demands and their pet candidates. Look, like I said, politics in Montana is just like our current weather. It's really messy.
Now, we actually agree with Olszewski here. As we told John Fuller, no one has the authority to tell us which Republican in a primary we should support. So we supported Olszewski in taking this position, despite the fact that he was essentially lobbying for Nutball Rosendale, but because it's a position that is actually consistent with the Republican platform. And for a brief moment, we actually thought something had shifted in the local central committee, where they saw the errors of their ways and we were going to return to the tenets of the Republican Party. But alas, it took all of 2 weeks for those hopes to be dashed. So in review, Olszewski says, don't tell us Republicans who we have to vote for in the primary. You party bosses don't get to pick the winners and losers. We the people do. And then less than a minute later, what happens under Olszewski's direction and, quote, leadership?
Quote, March 22nd, 2024. The Flathead County Republican Central Committee announced its endorsements for a slate of upcoming primary elections, sidelining moderate candidates in favor of a handful of conservative newcomers. Of the 12 Republicans running in competitive primaries this June, only 6 participated in the committee's endorsement process, with some who abstained calling the process disappointing and lacking transparency and integrity. The committee, in a March 17th email, announced its endorsement of candidates Tom Millett for Montana House District 2, Sean Pandina for House District 7, Lucas Schubert for House District 8, Stephen Kelly for House District 9, Ed Byrne for House District 11, and current Speaker of the Montana House Matt Regeer for Senate District 5. All 6 candidates face opponents in the Republican primary, which will take place on June 4th. While Flathead County Republican Central Committee leadership described a thorough vetting regimen, I'll bet, candidates who refused to participate in the process painted the endorsements as biased and riddled with nepotism. Quote, a small group within the Central Committee is running a racket with these endorsements, which is disappointing and divisive, incumbent House District 7 Representative Courtney Sprunger, a Republican out of Kalispell, said in a statement. Quote, I will not support something that dilutes the integrity of our party, which is why I chose not to participate. When members of the vetting committee donate to candidates months ahead of the vetting process and others on the vetting committee are related to candidates participating in the process, it's obvious the process is blatantly biased, end quote. Senator Keith Regeer, Republican out of Kalispell, the chair of the Flathead County Republican Central Committee vetting committee.
I'm surprised he wasn't the only member.
Yeah. Contributed $400 to the campaign of Lucas Schubert last fall, an 18-year-old hardline conservative who plans to challenge incumbent Representative Tony Brockman in a Republican primary in Evergreen. Regeer's donation was made before the FCRCC began its endorsement process in January.
Totally fair.
Regeer also donated to candidate Ed Byrne last summer, who was endorsed by the committee before Regeer took the helm of the endorsement process.
Yeah, there's no rigging going on here. Nobody's rigging the vote here, kids.
Regeer donated to candidate Sean Pandina earlier this month. I'm starting to see a pattern.
Yeah, you think so?
I can't be sure.
Nobody rigged the vote on this deal.
Keith Regeer is the father of Speaker of the House, Matt Regeer, who the committee endorsed in his run for Montana's Senate District 5.
New.
Shocking. Huh.
You mean the father endorsed his son in, oh, no kidding. Boy,
you
don't
say.
Something new. Wow. Huh.
Quote, even in today's politics, it's shocking to see such a lack of transparency and integrity in a process, Brockman said in a statement regarding Regeer's donation to Schubert ahead of his endorsement from the committee. Olszewski declined to name the other members of the vetting committee. I'll bet.
Why? Because they would get such negative feedback for having a sham operation? I mean, Keith Regeer knows how to recuse himself, but he just couldn't do it because he has this incestuous need to be the chair of everything in the Flathead Republican Committee.
Lee Hustis, a candidate for House District 9, who did not participate in the endorsement process, said it was, quote, epically irresponsible that the committee chose to endorse candidates in the party primary. Hustis said he has been involved in Republican politics in Kalispell, Havre, Billings, and Bozeman for decades and has never seen a Republican Central Committee make primary endorsements.
Huh, yeah, that's a switch. I would agree with Mr. Hustis.
The candidate said that Republican voters should choose the winner of the party primary and that the Central Committee should exist to be responsive to candidates.
You mean as it's set forth in their bylaws? Yeah, I would agree.
He also criticized committee members for making donations to candidates ahead of their endorsements.
Because that might, what, rig the vote?
Quote, how can you say that this was a fair and ethical endorsement when you've contributed to these candidates? Hustis said. I expect to get hit hard by the Democrats. I expected to get hit hard by my opponent, he added. But I should never expect my own party to go after me, end quote.
Yeah, isn't that the lesson we've learned?
Sprunger, during the 2023 legislative session, carried 8 successful bills, including the establishment of an adoption tax credit and the expansion of advanced opportunity funding for public schools. Brockman successfully carried 16 bills that amended rules for state boards and revised Montana's alcohol code, among other policies. Quote, you'd think our local central committee would be proud of that kind of work and reassured by a documented voting record. Instead, it's been made clear the only route to securing an endorsement in this process is unquestioning loyalty to a small faction of our party. Frankly, I have far too much work to do for the people of my district and our state to waste time pandering to insider politics, Sprunger wrote in a statement last week. Brockman wrote, quote, the people of House District 8 have a clear choice between voting for a proven and dedicated community servant and someone who hopes to benefit from a political committee's cronyism in this year's Republican primary. I am an Evergreen son, born and raised, with over 2 decades of demonstrated commitment to our community, rather than someone who's too eager to please political bosses, end quote.
AKA Keith Regeer. So, in sum, Olszewski did exactly what he condemned Danes of doing. His picture should be next to the word hypocrite in the dictionary. He condemns the party bosses of taking a position in the Republican Senate primary, all the while, as the local party boss, he orders the Central Committee to take a position in local legislative primaries. Add to the absurdity, their process for, quote, vetting equated to rigging the vote. So all of these morons that cry about election integrity rig their own voting processes. How do you like them apples? Hypocrites that rig the vote. And what is more interesting is they claim people like Brockman and Sprunger are not conservative enough when Brockman has a more conservative voting record than the Prince Nutter himself, Matt Regeer. Regeer voted with the Republican supermajority 90% of the time, while Brockman voted with the Republican supermajority 96% of the time. So if Brockman doesn't meet the litmus test, if the Central Committee was being intellectually honest, which they never are, Regeer isn't qualified for a seat.
That's correct.
And we know Regeer isn't qualified because the guy has done zero squat to better the lives of Montanans. But yet they are endorsing folks with terrible legislative records while trying to purge the party of successful legislators that actually can get bills signed into law. What hypocrites. They are even endorsing an 18-year-old kid who apparently hails from California over Brockman, who doesn't even know Brockman's record of success. I mean, listen to what this kid says.
Quote, 18-year-old graduate of Glacier High School, Lucas Schubert, says he's running for office to get a genuine conservative voice in the legislature. Despite a historic Republican supermajority in the legislature, as well as Republican control of the governor's office and three of Montana's four congressional seats, Schubert says Montana Republicans are, quote, tired of losing. We want to win because we've been losing for so long, the candidate said.
What in the hell is he talking about? Has he lived under a rock for the past 6 years? Republicans hold a supermajority in the state legislature. Every top seat in the state is held by a Republican, and every congressional seat is Republican except for Testers. This kid has no clue what he's talking about. Republicans have almost literally wiped the slate clean of Democrats in Montana for at least 4 years now. He's just making shit up like we all did when we were 18. He hasn't a clue what he's doing. And we all know that he's Regeer's whipping boy. And what do the Regeers hate the most? Legislators that actually accomplish something. So they will recruit a kid who will pledge allegiance to the Regeers instead of the voters of his district so that they can have absolute control over the outcome. They think their master plan is top secret when it's as obvious as a Californian wearing pointy-toed cowboy boots. And they run from their own records while condemning the success of other actual Republicans.
Quote, in comparison to Brockman voting with his Republican colleagues 96% of the time, Speaker of the House Matt Regeer voted with most Republicans 90% of the time. Senator Keith Regeer, 93% of the time. Senator Carl Glimm, 90% of the time. Senator Mark Nolan, 92% of the time. Senator John Fuller, 93% of the time. Even so, all of those lawmakers have thrown their weight behind Schubert's campaign. Quote, if anyone is demanding that level of purity, they won't even find it in themselves, Brockman said.
Brockman is more conservative than the whole lot of them, yet they don't want the voters to believe their lying eyes. It's just absurd. And of course, it's the hypocrisy and the demands of allegiance and the sham rigged votes of the Central Committee that all of the normal Republicans have seen and have fled from, because all of it blatantly violates the National Republican platform, the party's principles and its rules. And indeed, these Central Committees are so righteously indignant that they are now making up rules for their local committees that violate the state rules that establish the committees and their respective authority. So now, the cracks in the party are growing. Carbon County is on fire right now with a rogue new Central Committee that has developed its own websites and registrations with the state that are awfully similar to the state GOP. Two websites have been developed, GOPMontana.com and MARCCO.org. And MARCO stands for the Montana Association of Republican Central Committees. And according to their website, the Montana Association of Republican Central Committees,
quote, is devoted to our central committees who work tirelessly to promote our platform and our values and to educate the public on issues and politicians. Montana's central committees work to find and support true Republican candidates, monitor activities in Helena, and promote legislation that reflects our platform's values, end quote.
Yeah, their website also states,
quote, MARCO is the voice of grassroots Republicans and the one-stop resource for news, editorials, websites, and podcasts that cut through the establishment and liberal spin. We expose rhinos and support grassroots patriots, end quote.
So the, quote, Big Tent Party is no longer a principle of these so-called Republicans. Nope. They want to label and shun. Great. Well, this fits right in with the Montana GOP, so you would think that they would be applauding these new websites and groups, right? Nope. They are losing control and they are hopping mad. You mean the troops turned on their feckless leader, Don Kay? Oh my gosh, that's shocking. Who could see that coming? Yeah, all of us paying attention saw it coming. So what does the dear leader do about it? Well, on behalf of the Montana GOP, he files a lawsuit. Despite the fact that the current Montana GOP hates the judiciary and calls them all incompetent. But where do they run for help when they feel like they are losing control? The judiciary, of course. The same judiciary they rail against. And for every order issued by the judiciary they don't like, they then call those judges liberal. Even if the next day the same liberal judge issues an opinion they do like. This is like a wicked game of hokey pokey. They don't know what they stand for, and they rail against the same machine they want help from when the inmates start to take over the asylum. And who does Don Kay and the Montana GOP hire to represent them? Someone with a stellar track record of winning in court, right? Oh, hell no. He hires Emily Jones. And who, Montana, is Emily Jones married to? Well, that's right, Jake Eaton. And who's Jake Eaton? Well, he's a political operative that is now running Gianforte's reelection campaign. And now we shouldn't say just because Jones is married to Eaton, she's a political hack with no legal skills. Nope. We need to actually look at her record to make that assessment.
Quote, Jones, according to a biography on her firm's website, is a third-generation Montana attorney whose father, Blair Jones, served as Stillwater County attorney and then as district court judge for three rural counties in south-central Montana from 1999 to 2018. She has been licensed to practice law in Montana since 2008 and touts experience litigating on behalf of towns, cities, small businesses, Fortune 100 companies, and state government, end quote.
Well, that sounds like a decent background, right?
Sure.
Uh-huh. Until?
Quote, in 2017, Jones was sanctioned by a Lewis and Clark County District Court judge who concluded that she had violated professional conduct rules for sending letters urging witnesses to resist subpoenas issued by the Commissioner of Political Practices while litigating a campaign finance case involving Eaton's political consulting firm. She paid about $15,000 in legal fees to an opposing attorney as the result of the order, end quote.
That's bad. Here's what happened in that case.
Quote, a district court judge has agreed to impose sanctions on a Billings lawyer accused of attempting to obstruct an investigation into a so-called dark money group by the state commissioner of political practices. The lawyer, Emily Jones, was accused of trying to intimidate potential witnesses by claiming that they could get into legal trouble for disclosing information about a defunct political consulting firm owned by her husband, Jake Eaton, a former executive director of the Montana Republican Party. The investigation into the Montana Growth Network dates back to 2012, when the political nonprofit spent tens of thousands of dollars on elections. The Montana Growth Network had raised over $900,000 that year, part of which was then spent on election activities under the direction of then-Republican senators Jason Priest of Red Lodge, and Ed Walker of the Billings area.
And what do we remember about Jason Priest?
He fought the law and the law won. The Commissioner of Political Practices office served additional subpoenas on other possible witnesses using language the court had already approved in a similar subpoena issued to Priest. Those witnesses included Republican lawmakers Ed Walker, Art Wittick, and Jeff Essman, and Thomas Hauptman, a Billings businessman who had given substantial financial support to Republican candidates over the years. After those subpoenas went out, Jones wrote to the four men that same month, saying she represented Eaton and his company, 47 North Communications. She said she had been informed that the subpoenas asked for, among other things, all communications between the witnesses and Eaton's political consulting firm in 2012 and 2013. Jones's letter demanded that the four witnesses, quote, protect any and all such information and to warn them that unauthorized disclosure of 47 North's confidential, proprietary, and trade secret information could expose you to liability for any resultant damages, end quote. Hauptman's lawyer, James Hilo of Billings, wrote a blistering response to Jones on behalf of Hauptman, asking Jones, quote, did you and or your client actually harbor fantasies of intimidating this guy? Seriously? Well, we are not amused, end quote. Hilo told Jones that she apparently forgot to attach her letter, the phantom non-disclosure agreement that Tom has never seen, much less endorsed, whereby he would have agreed to preserve the sanctity of your client's precious trade secrets, end quote.
Which means he had no trade secrets.
In an April hearing on the motion to impose sanctions on Jones, Jones told Judge Seeley that she, quote, could produce no contracts between 47 North and the witnesses identifying any confidential, proprietary, or trade secret information which had been provided to a witness by 47 North, end quote. Jones also informed the judge that 47 North was no longer in business. In fact, according to the Montana Secretary of State's office, 47 North Communications went out of business as of February 8th, 2015, end quote.
So then why would anybody care what communications 47 North had with any of these people? Because they had no trade secrets because they were dissolved. They were done. They didn't exist.
Finito.
So it was just horseshit. So Jones tries to intimidate witnesses with baseless threats as there were no confidential or proprietary information shared by her husband with the witnesses and no non-disclosure agreements. And his business was defunct by then. So she levied the threats knowing she had no basis in law to do so and could do nothing legally if the witnesses complied with the subpoenas. But she wanted to threaten them into silence. And of course, by then, her dear husband's consulting firm was defunct so that no funds were present to pay any damages incurred. Tricky, huh? So Jones is married to Eaton. Jones personally defends Eaton, which is a violation of the cardinal rule. He who represents himself has a fool for a client. She does it anyway, and in the process threatens witnesses with no basis to do so and gets sanctioned for it. Sounds like someone you want representing you, right, Montana? Well, her legal prowess is currently being paid for by you and I as taxpayers. Guess why? Because she has a fat six-figure contract with Austin Knutson to do his bidding. That's right. Sounds swampy, huh? That's because it is. Word on the street is that fat contract is up to now $200,000 per year, but we haven't verified that. So here's how this all went down in Swamptown, USA.
Quote, Republican Attorney General Austin Knutson has contracted with a politically connected private attorney to play a central role in the state's litigation strategy. The private attorney, Emily Jones of Billings, is a law school classmate of Knutson's and served on his transition team after his November 2020 election. Jones is married to prominent Republican political strategist Jake Eaton, who served as a chief strategist for Knutson's 2020 campaign and as Governor Greg Gianforte's 2020 campaign manager.
That sounds incestuous, doesn't it? You can be both the chief strategist for Knutson all the while being the campaign manager for Gianforte.
Well, he can multitask.
Apparently.
Eaton was also named as a senior advisor in the Attorney General's office in 2021. Clearly, that's been a successful endeavor.
And so he must have advised Knutson to hire his wife. That would be what the senior advisor would do, right?
And Eaton is now Gianforte's campaign manager again.
Great.
The department's contract with Jones's law firm states that effective January 3rd, 2022, she and her firm have been retained by the department to provide supervision and mentoring to junior attorneys, as well as litigation management services for the state attorney's office Civil Services section.
But we discovered that the alleged, quote, supervision and mentoring to junior attorneys, yeah, well, that was just a lie by Jones's own admission.
Quote, despite the supervision and mentoring line in her contract, Jones also said she doesn't have direct management authority over department staff. Quote, my supervision authority is limited to the context of direct legal functions in litigation matters, she wrote. I do not have any direct reports. I'm not providing any administrative supervision or management of the attorneys or other DOJ staff, end quote.
Despite the fact that her contract says that she will provide supervision and mentoring to junior attorneys. Yeah, that apparently didn't mean anything, but you and I as taxpayers get to pay her several hundred thousand dollars a year for this horseshit. So apparently Jones is fine not adhering to the terms of her contract and fine with the fact that the contract does not actually represent what, if anything, she would do for the state of Montana. However, rest assured, because according to her,
quote, I believe that bringing my diverse litigation experience and expertise to bear to represent the state and further develop the great team of lawyers Austin has put together does provide value to taxpayers. End quote.
Well, there are so many words in there.
Do we get to have a say?
Yeah, no, we don't. There's so many words in there that are wrong, like expertise, litigation experience, great team of lawyers that Austin Knutson has. They've been overwhelmingly successful at, well, let's see, what, spending our money. That's it. Not at winning any cases, just spending our money. And she's going to provide value to the taxpayers. Her being on the government dole provides us with value. Okay. And what's the value we've seen? I believe she's lost all but maybe one case she's litigated for Knutson. Not just for Knutson. Remember, kids, she's supposedly litigating for us. She represents us in court. So we're paying her six figures. Her first contract was supposed to expire in December of 2022, but it was renewed instead for failing. You get your contract renewed in state government when you fail. Fantastic. That's such a fiscal conservative move. Suckling from the government teat to underwrite their lifestyle as political operatives. Doesn't get much swampier than that, does it?
Quote, Jones also argued that her experience in private practice brings the Justice Department a much different legal perspective and expertise than you would likely find in a career government lawyer.
What a crock of shit. So her much different legal perspective and expertise has her like 0 for 100 right now. Like that's what she's bringing. I'll take a government attorney. Thank you very much. Who is far cheaper at a rate far cheaper than Emily Jones. Yeah, that grand expertise sure has been helpful to us Montanans, hasn't it? Yep. Helpful in pissing away hundreds of thousands of our tax dollars to line the pockets of Knutson and Gianforte's political operatives. Helena is so swampy, Montana, that we are up to our ass in alligators. So coming off of this stellar litigation record, of course the state GOP would hire her, right? They don't want to hire someone with a strong track record. Nope. Keep it in the swampy swamp town family. So Don Kay, on behalf of the Montana GOP, hires Jones to sue this new faction of Republicans rising up against the state GOP. So now, the Montana Republican State Central Committee, also known as the Montana Republican Party, is suing GOP Montana, Montana Association of Republican Central Committees, and Lisa Bennett personally. They want an injunction to stop Lisa from creating chaos within the state GOP, and they want her to get in line right now.
Here's the complaint. Under Montana Code annotated, each political party has the authority to make its own rules and provide for and select its own offices. Montana GOP has enacted its own rules and has filed a current copy with the Montana Secretary of State. Montana GOP is the governing body for the statewide Republican Party, responsible for establishing all state rules, policies, and programs. County Central Committees are, in a way, subsidiaries of the Montana GOP. County Central Committees are governed by the MTGOP rules. The information of a County Central Committee and election of officers must follow state law and MTGOP rules. On March 7th, 2024, residents of Carbon County, Montana, filed a complaint with the Montana Commissioner of Political Practices, alleging that in the fall of 2023, Lisa Bennett began undertaking certain activities to undermine the Carbon County Republican Central Committee and its newly elected leadership. The Commissioner of Political Practices complaint further alleged that Lisa Bennett filed required forms with the COPP on behalf of the Carbon County Republican Central Committee without authorization and falsely held herself out as an officer of that organization. Also in the fall of 2023, Lisa Bennett repeatedly falsely presented herself as an official, representative, or employee of the MTGOP to the general public as well as to COPP. Lisa Bennett apparently had multiple phone calls and email correspondence with COPP employees in which she led COPP to believe she was representing the Montana GOP as a compliance officer. I mean, this is too much.
It's great stuff.
She has got a really active imagination, doesn't she? Lisa Bennett corresponded with an email address of compliance@gopmontana.com in an apparent effort to mislead COPP and others into thinking she was affiliated with the Montana GOP. Additionally, Lisa Bennett used the Montana GOP's name, images, logos, and marks to mislead the general public. That's a big no-no.
Yeah.
The email address compliance@gopmontana.com and the website address gopmontana.com are clearly meant to give the false impression that she is communicating on behalf of the Montana GOP. The official domain for the Montana GOP is mtgop.org. Lisa Bennett's actions have caused confusion to third parties. You don't say. For instance, the COPP, believing the false information Lisa Bennett presented, stopped sending official correspondence concerning the Montana GOP's County Central Committees to the Montana GOP and sent them to her fake GOP Montana email address instead. Lisa Bennett is not authorized to speak for or represent Montana GOP in any matter before the COPP. She is neither an employee nor an officer of the Montana GOP. When the Montana GOP learned of Lisa Bennett's actions, it sent her a cease and desist letter. It sent her a letter to Santa.
Totally.
A true and correct copy of that letter is attached. Montana GOP also sent a clarification letter to the COPP on October 11th, 2023. A true and correct copy of that letter is attached. Montana GOP further requested that Lisa Bennett immediately remove the website address, gopmontana.com, and all associated email domains with the same name. Although Lisa Bennett did slightly alter the logos used on the website, she has not complied with MTGOP's request. Additionally, the Montana GOP recently became aware that Lisa Bennett is also holding herself out as affiliated with the so-called Montana Association of Republican Central Committees. Again, Lisa Bennett is giving the false impression that she is acting on behalf of the Montana GOP and or its county central committees. The group is co-hosting a town meeting titled Politics and Pancakes on April 27th, 2024, at which she intends to raise money from donors.
This is some good stuff. So she's neither ceased nor desisted. So in sum, Lisa didn't like who was elected to govern the Carbon County Central Committee, so she essentially started her own central committee. And by the pleading, she duped the Commissioner of Political Practices into thinking she was the duly elected treasurer of the Carbon County Central Committee, when according to the pleadings, that wasn't true. Despite the fact that Lisa was acting consistent with the shenanigans in the central committees in Great Falls, Ravalli County, Missoula County, and Flathead County, apparently Lisa is being targeted by the Montana GOP as out of line. None of the other committees who are doing the exact same thing, rising up against the state GOP and disrupting the order required in county central committees, are getting sued. Just Lisa, because apparently she's been the most successful at creating chaos. And this was bound to happen, right? Once the Montana GOP decided to play in the mud with pigs, they got dirty. You embrace authoritarians, and then to no one's surprise, they turn on you to seize power. And then you turn to the branch of government that you have publicly condemned for help? Brilliant strategy, Montana GOP. And led by none other than Miss McSwampy Jones. And Bennett apparently just doesn't give a shit. Because in October 2023, Bennett got a cease and desist letter from Jones, which she obviously gave no credibility to.
She got a letter to Santa too?
Likely because it was authored by Jones. And remember that last letter she sent threatening witnesses, which had no basis in law. Well, maybe Lisa Bennett knew about that one. And since Jones got her ass handed to her over that missive, I'd guess Lisa just figured this Jones letter was a bunch of shit too. And the letter was kind of bullshit because it demands, quote, if this website and email domain are not taken down within 48 hours, the Montana GOP will be forced to take legal action and will report your actions to law enforcement.
And so what does Lisa do in response? Bring it!
What the hell does Jones think law enforcement is gonna do? What a heaping pile of horseshit. Law enforcement can't do shit.
And Lisa seems to be so concerned about this that she's going to go make some pancakes.
She just carries on. You know, this Jones thing is just like when Knutson sent the Montana Highway Patrol to threaten the staff at the hospital in Helena. They had no authority, no jurisdiction. And we know Jones' threat was horseshit because nothing happened. And no suit was filed in the 48-hour time period. They waited 6 months. And Lisa didn't take down the website. She didn't take down the websites at all. So Blowhard Jones failed again, and Lisa just ramped it up. Lisa has apparently created an alliance with the Stillwater Republican Women. Well, Republican Women is supposed to be an arm of the Montana GOP and local central committees. But according to Lisa's Politics and Pancakes flyer, instead of joining with the local central committee, the Stillwater Republican Women are joining with Lisa's Montana Association of Republican Central Committees to put on a big shindig that was advertised to have the following attendees.
Tanner Smith for governor, Stacey Zinn, Rick Holden, and Ken Bogner, who are all running for Congress. Brad Johnson, who is running for Senate. Jerry O'Neill, who is running for Supreme Court, even though he doesn't have a law license. Well, don't let that stop you, Jerry. Norma Schultz, who is running for county commission. Bowen Greenwood, who is the clerk of the Supreme Court. Tim Sheehy, who is running for Senate. And Lisa herself, who is running for House District 55.
Big names are attending, which is likely why the Montana GOP finally got concerned enough that Lisa was building momentum with her rogue committee that they had to seek help from the same judiciary that they wished to destroy. So how do you think that's going to go, folks? If Montana's judiciary is rigged, according to the state GOP, how will they ever get the help they need to quell the coup? Because it's a coup, all right. And it's happening all over the state, just as we predicted. The Montana GOP has lost control. They know it, and they don't know how to contain it, because once they started to embrace criminals and authoritarians, they began a path of self-destruction. Because authoritarians are absolutist. They want control. They want what they want, and they will do anything to try to control. So when the Montana GOP seeks order in a sea of chaos, the authoritarians just rise up and spit in their face. And now they're trying to put this authoritarian genie back in the bottle, utilizing the swampiest of swamp creatures to do it. And Danes and the rest of the Republican politicians are looking around and finding themselves in a red sea of authoritarian alligators. People whose sole function was to help them get reelected and to elect Republicans are so fractured that there is no mechanism to force them to coalesce. This will be the great undoing, folks, of the Montana GOP. It will be a slow trickle, but it's happening. And for Montana to survive, we need to clean the slate in the Montana GOP of all the authoritarians. So sadly, as we watch the cannibalization of the Montana GOP, we know the whole thing has to burn down in order for a credible party to be reborn. Drain the swamp, folks. We need it as badly in Montana as we do in D.C. And as Republicans, we are disgusted that when so many of us told the Montana GOP the emperor had no clothes, we were shunned instead of the alligators in their midst. Their arrogance and hypocrisy will be their own demise, and it's unfolding before us. But how much of Montana must we lose before we can return to sanity and a credible Republican Party? I guess we'll find out.
Thank you for taking us with you on your journey today, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Montana Values Podcast. Consider sponsoring the show by going to our website, montanavaluespodcast.com, locating the sponsor page and clicking on the donate button. Follow us on Twitter. Our handle is @MTValues. Find us on Podbean or wherever you get your podcasts. What's your favorite Montana value? How do you live it? Write to us. Our email address is montanavaluespodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.